feeling that need, now is the time.
Stephen Haltzworth is the type of person you might see in a crowded room and instantly exchange smiles with. He has a pleasant demeanor and is good at making small talk while he sits on the venue's small stage, waiting to perform his one-man show. It's a collection of stories. Some he tells off the cuff, a few he reads, and one he screams.
Imagine, if you will, the house you live in is on fire. Literally on fire. You look around and you see everyone you love, or many people that you love, living in this house that's on fire. You want to scream. You want to get everybody to help put out this fire. People all around you don't even know the house is on fire. And so you have to somehow navigate the world. And you have to go to work because you still have to make money and survive. And your coworker wants to ask you about this new movie. Did you see the new movie? This is so good. And you want to say, the house is on fire. And you're going about your day and there's, you know, stars and Beyonce has a new song and somebody is doing something else. And you just want to say, the house is on fire. And you're trying to move through the world and navigate the fact that your friends are dying because the house is burning down, that people are in pain, and all these people want to talk to you about everything else except the fact that the house is on fire, and you just are screaming inside your head, the house is on fire!
Haltzworth is on the short side with a long white beard and a spray of light red hair. His thick framed glasses are the only thing remotely hipsterish about his appearance. Indeed, he looks more like Santa than hardcore punk activist. It's a stark contrast to the kind of aesthetic you usually see among the millennial crowd here at Black Sheep. As part of the show, though, he'll make you feel uneasy for ever putting much thought into appearances at all. What, with global warming and economic strife and all? Haltzworth has a huge following among the underground punk scene in St. Louis, and his reputation has spread here to Springfield, gaining him a following among the type of crowd that comes to Black Sheep. Many are concerned with social justice causes. Stephen and his husband have become known as the documentarians of St. Louis's punk scene. He has nearly 5,000 Facebook friends, and his profile contains over 10,000 photos he's taken at punk shows. For Haltzworth, activism started in his teens when he worked with AIDS victims. At that time, the disease was still mysterious. He felt that as a gay man, he was certainly destined to get it himself. He would make house visits and do things like get groceries or just keep sick people company.
It was horrible. No other word to say. It was just horrible. And probably one of the guys I spent the most time with was this guy Freddie. He was 26, and he looked. You've seen the pictures out there. If you haven't seen the pictures of people with HIV in that early days, AIDS in those early days, we didn't have HIV as a name yet. If you haven't seen the pictures of them, you've seen pictures of concentration camp survivors from World War II, and it's very, very similar, except people with AIDS at that point also had lesions all over their bodies. And Freddie, you know, was 26, but he looked like he was 70. He was emaciated, and he was covered with sores, and he said, all of my friends have abandoned me. No one will come visit me. No one wants to talk to me. And I said, I can sit here and talk with you.
Haltzworth went on to earn a master's degree in counseling. Eventually, he moved to St. Louis from the East Coast and taught at Webster University. He's also worked for the St. Louis effort for AIDS. While his prophecy as a young man that he himself would end up HIV positive turned out fortunately untrue, he did have a different serious health scare. At the age of 50, his heart stopped. While taking time to recuperate, Haltzworth started collecting the stories for the show. And then, Mike Brown was shot. Once again, Haltzworth was sucked into a world of activism.
I think the first step is some sort of consensus or critical mass that there is a problem. And that is definitely one of the things I see that connects sort of punk shows and protest movements, is an acknowledgement that there's something wrong with the current system, that it's not working for everyone, that the veneer that everything is great and the American dream is working is just false. And I think there's a piece of, as a, you know, middle-aged white man in this society, I'm sort of supposed to be in the middle of that the society is okay and that everything is good. And so to stand in these two places, one that's led by young, primarily black, and in the case of the Ferguson movement, young women of color to a large degree, and the punk movement is led in St. Louis for the most part by young white men. And while there's lots of other people involved in both of those things, there are really not a lot of white middle-aged men running either of those things. And so I really see my role as being someone who's an outsider to both of those movements, who can be a follower and can bring a history of activism and an understanding of different strains of DIY music from the past to both of those communities.
Haldsworth starts his show talking about his immigrant family and the struggles they went through to live out the American dream, something they were ultimately successful at. But a huge part of what he wants to do is point out systemic inequalities. He says even for his hardworking family, white privilege and systemic racism worked in their favor. There's another lesson Haldsworth wants you to take from the punk scene. Whether or not you have any interest in ever attending a show in someone's basement, or in a dingy, graffitied storefront venue like Black Sheep, it has to do with the mosh pit.
There's a rule of the pit. The rule of the pit is if somebody falls down, get them up. The rule of society should be if someone falls down, pick them up. Whether they fall down emotionally, financially, we have moved away. We have given this power to the idea that you are responsible for your own destiny. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We don't ask people who fall down in the pit within the punk scene to pull themselves up. We say, we'll pull you up, because we're one community. And it's one planet. We're one people. Everybody needs to pull everybody up.
Haldsworth stands out in the worlds he occupies, be it punk music or social justice activism, as one of the only people around who has lived through 5 decades. As his internet fame indicates, he's a welcome addition with a valuable perspective and a serious talent for engagement. The show he shared in Springfield is testament to that. From the Black Sheep in Southtown, I'm Rachel Otwell.